All right, short week to get ready for a well-coached and dangerous Chicago team. They're hungry. They got their backs against the wall. We expect a great fight on Sunday afternoon. Defensively, they're well-coordinated. They're talented up front. They have a lot of length. They have two veteran linebackers who really gel everything together for them, two pickups in the offseason. And Tracy Porter leads a young and hungry secondary. Offensively, a Jay Cutler-led offense, you always have to be ready for explosive plays. And we have a challenge ahead of us there. Up front, Josh Sitton has been a solid addition for them, and he helps pave the way for Jordan Howard. Zach Miller has been productive at the tight end spot, and he's always dangerous running down the middle of the field. And as we know, Eddie Royal is a good player for him in the slot. Special teams, they're well-disciplined and creative. And Thompson and Royal are both dangerous in the return game. With that, we'll open it up.
Ben, what have you seen from Leonard Floyd and how they've used him?
He's coming into his own. He has a lot of nice length. They're using him as an edge player, an outside linebacker, or defensive end. They do drop him into coverage a little bit, but he's getting his feet wet and he's coming on for him.
What's it like to see a player like him on film that you know, maybe would have thought to yourself, hey, I wish that he's doing what we thought he might have done at draft time? What we maybe thought about taking him?
Oh, he's a good player. He has a lot of length. He's learning to use that to his advantage. And I saw a couple plays. He had a nice play versus Green Bay on a caused fumble and a score.
Obviously, Alshon Jeffery will be playing. How does that
work? They have plenty of talented playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. Jay's always dangerous. Going back to my years in Green Bay, he can really spin it. He can make every throw, and we have to be ready for it.
Coach, what do you tell some of your younger guys so as to avoid the proverbial trap game over the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, listen, there's no such thing as a trap game. We have to be ready to play each and every week in this league, and especially this week coming off of an emotional night game on Monday night. We have to make sure we're dialed in. We got everything we could out of today's practice, more of a jog-through type mentality, and tomorrow we have to squeeze everything out of Thursday.
Did you like that? What you accomplished today?
Practicing the way we practiced?
No. Today? Did you like the, the attitude of what you saw from the players today?
Everyone was dialed in today, yes.
How's Victor Cruz feeling today?
That's a better question for Victor, but he was out here moving around.
Adam Gaddis was listed on there. Do you have an update on him?
He was moving around a little bit in the jog through, but he and Brett will have to evaluate as the week goes on.
DRC, I know this wasn't on there. He's all good now.
DR, those guys will evaluate as the week goes on.
Ben, with the production of the outside receivers in Cruz's stead when he was out the other day, does that make you really reevaluate whether you'd like to limit his snaps a little bit, kind of based on what happened on Sunday or Monday?
No, we want to use all of our 46.
Do you think you'll have either Geddes or Jones this week?
We'll see how the week goes.
Do you have another guy who can snap? I think they were your two backup centers behind
us. Yes. Yeah, we have a few guys who can snap.
You guys added the talent that you did in the secondary. Is this kind of play what they've been doing? Is this what you imagined when you put it together?
As far as?
Just they're playing well. Collins is making picks. Jenkins is shutting down receivers.
Yeah, we have a lot of confidence in our secondary. Landon has really stepped it up, but we have some corners that for sure we have confidence in. Some of them play more than others, but even the guys who aren't getting a ton of snaps, we have a lot of confidence in.
Now, what happened to Sauce in the Atlanta? Is there one reason you think he's going to make such a big jump for his rookie year this year?
Yeah, he's still a young player. He's still growing. He's not a finished product. He still can get better, and he will get better. He played a lot of reps as a rookie, and that helps.
Is it much of a concern when you have guys that you're not on your offensive line, you're not sure what their status is, and so you have to roll different guys in there and, just build in that continuity and communication?
No, it's my job to make sure we put a plan in place that if everyone's healthy, we go out and we play our game, and if not, then we need to be able to adjust and improvise during the course of the game so we can adjust.
Do we feel you encouraged by the running game the way you finished up the other night?
It was a step in the right direction, and that's what we need to do. We need to continue to improve, continue to make, take small steps and go forward.
After scoring his first NFL touchdown this week, do you see Jarrell Adams working his way more into the first team this week?
Jarrell's played quite a bit on the offense and in special teams, and we're going to continue to work him in.
Ben, will you have your antenna up even more this week? It's the third straight home game. you're playing against a team with a losing record, you know, just to spot any signs of something you don't want creeping in?
You know, every week you play pros in this league, and you have to be at your best. Can't exhale, can't get complacent, and it's my job to make sure that doesn't happen.
Do you have an update on Dwayne Harris? Is his toe injury a re-aggravation of the earlier one, or is this a new thing?
I'm not sure if it's a re-aggravation or not. I know if we were going to practice today, he would not have practiced.
What went into the decision to flip Olivier Vernon back to the right side more the other day?
That was a game plan decision.
How much healthier is he, and does that play into it at all with his hand?
That's a better question for OV.
Did it play into it from your perspective at all?
Better question for OV.
Following up on what Paul is asking, you said it's your job to make sure thoughts about Bears' record or what they did last week doesn't creep into players' minds. How do you, as a coach, prevent that from happening?
Well, you watch the film. They're better than their record. You can take their record, you can throw it out that window over there. It doesn't matter. You see, you have to prepare for what you see on film. All right, they're a dangerous offense, and their defense is pretty dang good.
You think that message is sinking in with the players?
Yes.
Ben, how do you walk that line when you said yesterday in the conference call, you like that confidence, the idea of mentioning the Super Bowl. I mean, your first press conference, first team meeting, you mentioned the trophy case, and putting another trophy in there. And then you come into a week like this, and I would imagine you want to dial them back a little bit and not get too far ahead of themselves. How do you walk that line?
Well, I mean, we're all ambitious. That's why we're here. But at the same point in time, we're not going to win the Super Bowl this week. We're not going to do it today. We're not going to do it tomorrow. We're not going to do it on Sunday. So we need to prepare our best for this week against Chicago to be ready to go play a complete game.
Shane Vereen was running pretty hard before the game on Monday. Are you any closer to making a determination with him when he might be back, if he can come back?
Am I standing here right now today? No.
Ben, Eli Manning, when he goes from like a drive 6-for-6 touchdown that he plays to maybe some of the turnovers, I mean, do you just want him to be himself and just be a little bit smarter with some of the decisions given the talent he has? Or how do you control some of these decisions?
Yeah, I mean, turning the ball over, you don't ever want to turn the ball over making a poor decision. Does it happen? Yes. Now, missed throws, those are going to happen. You turn the ball over, you miss a throw, that's part of the game. But decision-making, we don't want to turn the ball over making poor decisions. We'll leave it at that.
Is that the second pick, the one to King? Is that you that was a poor decision?
Yeah, I'm not going to stand up here and grade the quarterback. I'm not going to do it.
Is Roger Lewis going to see the same number of snaps that he was seeing before?
Roger will still get work. He needs to play better on special teams and play better on offense. But we're still going to work him in. He's going to learn from his mistakes and get better.
You've Tavares maybe earn himself more time with the way he played.
We'll see.
You've had young players make mistakes and stuck with them. Adams, Apple, bounced back this week. Is that something that you've come to expect from young players, or is
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be, it's like the Dow. I mean, it's development. It's not always going to go up. There are going to be ups, there are going to be downs, and you stick with them if they're working hard in practice and working to get better and they're learning, they're going to improve. It's not always going to go up. There'll be ups and downs in the process.
How much do you feel it's beneficial to their development to make sure they're back out there the next game or the next time right after this?
Yeah, I mean, you have to show confidence in the player, but obviously the more they play, the more they'll develop, the quicker they'll develop.
So you don't really have a doghouse, so to speak, that, some other coaches around the league might have.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that.
If Harris gets healthy, is he your punt returner and kick returner, or do you like what Rainey did?
We have confidence in Rainey. He's done it before. The series there at the end to set up the last touchdown, he did a nice job fielding the punt. They missed the punt. He ended up going over field and getting the ball to the 47-yard line. Did a nice job there, but he'll be in the mix. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Ben.